This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If I were Caleb Downs and I were Jeremiah Smith, I would be fighting this, kicking and screaming. What's this? I'll tell you at 8 o'clock this morning. 216-474-0092. So the report came out. Mark Cabali, I think he had it over there from Pittsburgh. He's on Pat McAfee. He's on 93.7, the fan, a lot over there. That Chris Olave and the Steelers, there's an interest the Steelers have in Chris Olave trying to make a move for him. And then I saw what Albert Breer had put in his mailbag. And it was that the Browns were, there were overtures and interest for Chris Olave from the New Orleans Saints. And this is such a weird thing. Like a fan, I remember a fan tweeted at me, and this is just the other day. And they said, why, if the Steelers are going after Chris Olave, then why the hell aren't the Browns going after Chris Olave? Turns out the Browns are very interested in it. And I go, you know, I don't know. Because I think they might be, like, I think it's an open discussion because they may be in a position where do we want to turn right around and have to pay Chris Olave? Like, you had to sign Jerry Jeudy, then turn right around and pay him? Okay. But if you do that, then are you hurting your cap situation even more? Well, you think that Chris Olave is going to be a good football player for you. Or are you trying to do the other thing where you're trying to go a little cheaper, give yourself some cap flexibility as time goes on here, and get younger as time goes on? Now, he's still a young wide receiver, certainly.
24.
But you have these veterans. You have Joel. You have Miles. You have Denzel. Like, this is where it's getting mixed. Like, you're trying to, what I think the Browns are trying to do, honestly, are what they were planning to do. They just didn't have the franchise quarterback. Like, you see teams, they make moves, and it's like they rotate guys in and out. They're able to add some draft picks in. They're able to sign some of their guys. Maybe there's a trade here and there. The Browns are doing what a the Browns are doing what a successful team might do without the success. You remember when they went 0-16, 1-15, 0-16. And it did set the course for, all right, you can only go one way. And they got Baker, and it's been up and down. Like, if they had a franchise quarterback, it'd be there. And I'm thinking, man, they're keeping Miles. These are things you would do if you still had the QB. You don't have the QB right now. And maybe Shador Sanders or Dillon Gabriel or Kenny Pickett become great quarterbacks. Maybe my face is sewn to the floor in the morning. I'm not sure. But, like, to get Chris Olave, I can't say to not go make that move because you're so bad at drafting wide receivers, and he is a good wide receiver.
Well, would this close the book on Cedric Tillman? Because if you go and...
It certainly would.
If you trade for Chris Olave, and then you have to turn around and pay him like you said, then you're done really giving that opportunity for Cedric Tillman to blossom into anything. And, yes, of course, they've seen him for 2 years, so... I don't know. Do they have buyer's remorse on that draft pick?
I think that there's, like, you bring on a couple of people who we've had on the past, and they're critical of Cedric Tillman. He runs one route. He doesn't run the right route at times. I mean, this
He was a third round pick, and Olave was taken in the first round, yes, number 11 overall. He had two really, really strong seasons coming out of the gates.
He was hurt last year.
And then last year, nasty concussion.
Yeah.
He took a nasty hit that sent him in concussion protocol. And then he got concussed again for a second time last year. So his season was cut short.
So
he only played
concern.
Eight games.
That's a concern. So, I mean, this is a big year coming up for Cedric Tillman. But I think it's a big year for everybody involved. I think it's a big year for Andrew Berry and certainly the guy who's going to be joining us in studio and Kevin Stefanski. So do I cost myself the possibilities of being a really competitive football team? Because what difference does Chris Olave make on this football team? Not being sarcastic, asking you.
None.
He doesn't?
I don't think it... You're not changing...
He doesn't make Kenny Pickett's job easier? He doesn't make Joe Flacco's job easier?
So on paper, every new player you bring in that has some talent does that in theory. But would... Like, is Vegas changing their win total by adding Chris Olave and then having to sign him to a contract and trade assets for him? That's the hard part. When you don't draft receivers well and you have to turn around and trade for guys when, to me, there's so many good receivers in this league. There's so many of them.
So does that go back to your faith in or lack thereof of the four quarterbacks just because it's the unknown? The only one we do know is Joe. All right, well, Joe's... Again,
does a good quarterback elevate a good receiver, or is it vice versa?
I think it's usually the quarterback with the receiver. But if you have a guy who is, you don't really know, and you think he's a more developmental guy, well, another great wide receiver is certainly going to be able to help him. Now, that guy can be a negative to you. He can be a guy who goes right back to the huddle and complains and says he was open every single time and gets his quarterback worked into a shoot. Like it's not an end-all, be-all science because these are people, and that means there's different personalities there. But with Chris Olave, like, he's a Buckeye. Like, there's so many different reasons why you would go after him other than what do you plan on accomplishing this year? Because what do you realistically plan on accomplishing this year? Because I say 6-7 wins, and people look at me like I got turds falling out of my mouth when I say something like that.
Kenny, it would seem to me that once you've established whether or not one of these guys is the quarterback, that's when you think about going and getting a receiver. Because it would seem like going and getting one now and trading for somebody who was an 11th overall pick and somebody who's going to want that new contract, it seems like you're wasting a year of that whole situation. You're not optimizing that unless you truly believe, man, this guy is such a difference maker that it's going to change everything.
I got the roast beef. I need the bread because the bread holds everything together. I need the quarterback.
And like, by the way,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Jerry Jeudy, he surprised me how good he was last year. He really surprised me. But, you know, in the end, was it worth trading for him during this downturn of the Browns cycle? Wouldn't you have rather just drafted wide receivers on a rookie deal?
I can't say yes. I can't say yes because you, if it were you, you'd rather draft it. I got to go by the track record of who's drafting. Track record of who's drafting tells me differently. They've been much better at trading for wide receivers than they have been with drafting wide receivers. Again, you just got done talking about Cedric Tillman and what his future may or may not hold. You know, I like David Bell a whole lot. That's been, and he's been injured. It's been embarrassing on my part. They've either had bad luck or they've just drafted bad wide receivers with Andrew Berry. And so I can't say I'd rather just draft a guy because I'm not the one in charge. All right, let me try to get Tony in Mansfield. Tony, hello.
Hey, good morning, guys. How
good.
You doing?
We're good to go. Sorry, Owen. Thank you, Tony. Go right on ahead.
Okay, yeah, so I don't want to ask you guys this, and you're talking about right now with, like, adding Chris Olave or just another player, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, how much better does it make the Browns? So, and this has kind of been on my mind, is it? And I want to ask you guys, is it because the uncertainty of the quarterback situation to where adding one, two, or three players really doesn't change this team so much, or is it because we have so many holes to fill across the whole team on offense and defense? You know, I feel like our team in general this year, across the board, we do have good, solid players here and there, but I feel like there's uncertainty on the whole offense, and there's uncertainty on the whole defense, and yet our quarterback situation. So is it when we sign these players or we talk about bringing
Tony, go with me on this, because this is weird, man, because you think about it. If I go on and get Chris Olave, all right, that's a good wide receiver. Hopefully he stays healthy this year because anybody coming off of concussions, it makes you nervous, right? Okay, so say they get Chris Olave. Well, it's going to cost you more than just one pick to go out and get Chris Olave. So if you go out and you get him, then you're giving up draft picks for next year. However, you're not going to give up either one of your two first-rounders. So you could always look at it and say, all right, I don't trust the guy making the decisions. If we go out there and we bust it out for this year, then we are going to be getting rid of the top brass more than likely. We'll be getting rid of the head coach more than likely, sad to say. And then we'll probably find other people that you're automatically going to trust more just because they have different names, right? Right. So round next year, you could say, let's go get our quarterback. We can use those picks, and we could go get that guy and have him have Chris Olave and Jerry Jeudy. But then you start talking yourself into a pretzel because, hey, if I don't get Chris Olave here this year and we only go out there and win 5-6 games, hey, no hair, no problem. We can just go out and draft a wide receiver next year because you are going to have somebody you trust more because they have a different name drafting the wide receiver position.
Yeah, I 100% agree.
Yes. Yeah. So it's, yes, it is, it, there is, I don't think there's a right answer to this. Tony, thank you very much for the call. You could go and get Chris Olave. Am I going to fight you for going to get Chris Olave for one of your two rookie quarterbacks or for a guy who's going to need all the help he can possibly get in Kenny Pickett? What do I say to that?
Well, we had the same conversations.
If I'm that afraid he's going to have a concussion.
We had the same conversations with the, you know, Ayuk situation, right?
I like Olave better, more than likely because he went to Ohio State and I saw a lot more of him. But go ahead.
Well, and, you know, the way that they use you over there in San Francisco, I mean, they do chew you up and then spit you out. So you're almost wondering anybody you trade for out of that system, like how much left do they have? What's the wear and tear?
I think it's very difficult to make an argument against it. And I really find it to be very difficult before because we need young, good players. And he will not only take away picks, he will also take away room that we can pay some of those other good young players over time or some of the guys that we'd like to keep. By the way, I want to go back to the Guardians coming up here at 7:22. I got to get this in real quick. The other issue that comes with Chris Olave, because they talked about it on yesterday afternoon. I know that Albert Breer, he had his mailbag out. Going against the Steelers, I think it would make more sense right off the tippy top for them to try to do something.
If they land Aaron Rodgers.
Honestly, the way I'm seeing a lot of this, it's like I'd rather them deplete their sources because I don't believe much in Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. And I know that's a feast or famine move. Like he could go in there and he could have his last hurrah and we could just have to eat that and have to deal with all that. But if he does what I think he's going to do, which is not much over the last couple of years, and he still does that, they have Chris Olave. They have DK Metcalf. They might have a good draft pick, but we'd have two draft picks that we could go up and get our quarterback if we wanted to as well. So there is a way to play this out. And with Chris Olave, I think it comes down to, yeah, we don't have much trust in the Browns being able to draft a wide receiver. That's been discussed, and that's true. And Chris Olave, who's still a 24-year-old wide receiver, if I'm not mistaken, 24-year-old wide receiver, turned 25. We have the same birthday. Chris Olave and I, he'll turn 25 on June 27th. A 25-year-old wide receiver, you'd be getting at least 3-4 more years out of him, but again, you'd have to turn right around and pay him. So this is a delicate thing. The Browns are always in the market for a big name. They love to do window shopping, and sometimes they love to walk right on into the store and go ahead and get them. But I think that right now, Browns fans are at a real crossroads. You want these names. You want to try to compete, but I don't know if you really think they're going to be that competitive this year. And if they're not going to be that competitive this year, this just takes away whatever wherewithal you have to replenish this roster with young guys. So I think this coming year, there's going to be as much of a tug of war as we've seen every. Like, are you a competitor or are you a team that's building for the future? In which way should we be going with this? And I don't think the answer is very simple.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.